亲爱的弟兄姊妹朋友们，我们请翻开新约圣经。
First Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章。
And we will read verse from 1 through 6.
我们读第一节到第六节。
Therefore, putting aside all malice and all deceit and hypocrisy and envy and all slander.
所以你们要除去一切的恶毒、诡诈、并假善、嫉妒和一切毁谤的话。
Like newborn babies, long for the pure milk of the word, so that by it you may grow in respect to salvation.
就要爱慕那纯净的灵奶，像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样。叫你们因此渐长，以致得救。
If you have tasted the kindness of the Lord,
你们若尝过主恩的滋味，就必如此。
And coming to him as a living stone, which has been rejected by men, but is choice and precious in the sight of God.
主乃活石，固然是被人所弃的，却是被神所拣选、所宝贵的。
Verse 5.
第五节。
You also, as living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house for a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
你们来到主面前，也就像活石被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
For this is contained in Scripture. Behold, I lay in Zion a choice stone.A precious cornerstone, and he who believes in him will not be disappointed.
因为经上说，看哪，我把所拣选、所宝贵的房角石安放在锡安，信靠他的人必不至于羞愧。
And verse 7, first part.
第七节的头半段。
This precious value then is for you who believe.
所以他在你们信的人就为宝贵。
And let's drop down to verse 9.
然后我们读第九节。
But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民。要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我有点祷告。
Father, we want to thank you and praise you as we come to you.
父啊，当我们来到你面前的时候，我们愿意来赞美你，称颂你。
May you glorify the name of the Lord Jesus.
愿意来荣耀我们主耶稣基督的名。
And may you bless each one of us who are here today.
愿你祝福每一位今天来到你面前的。
May through the Holy Spirit you open our eyes so that we can truly see the Lord Jesus.
但愿借着圣灵保惠师，我们真正能够看见我们的主耶稣基督。
That the glory and the virtue and beauty of the Lord will draw our hearts to Him.
但愿主的荣耀美德真是能够吸引我们的心来到他的面前。
And may you give us blessing that our ears can be open to hear His word.
也祝福我们，好叫我们的耳朵真是能够听见他有福的话语。
And give us the spirit of wisdom and understanding, so we can truly understand.
赐给我们一个智慧和启示的灵，好叫我们真能够明白。
Father, we commit this hour to you.
我们把这段时间交到你的手中。
May you bless the mouth that speak and the mouth that translate.
但愿你来祝福为你所出口的，为你翻译的。
And fill us with the Holy Spirit.
愿圣灵保惠师来充满我们。
And bless each heart here.
也祝福每一个来到这里的人。
So that our hearts can be open.
好叫我们的心能够被打开。
To be able to accept your holy word.
真是能够接受那个圣洁的话语。
We pray in Jesus' name.
祷告奉主的名。
Amen. I'd like to share with you again the living stones.
我愿意再一次跟弟兄姊妹来分享活石。
I'd like to share with you, and the particular part is what is the purpose of our salvation.
特别来分享交通一部分关于我们所得的救恩。
Why the Bible calls us living stones?
为什么圣经呢称我们为活石？
We know the stones are used to build the temple.
我们知道呢，石头呢是用来建造圣殿的。
To build the tabernacle of to build the sanctuary for the Lord.
为着主呢来建造他的圣所。
And so here in our text today,
所以呢，在今天所读的圣经里面
，He said that coming to him a living stone which has been rejected by men.
我们呢，就是来到他面前，像是活石一样，是被人所弃绝的。
But it's choice and precious in the sight of God.
但是在神的眼中却是宝贵的。
You also as a living stones.
他说你们呢也是那个活石。
Are being built up as a spiritual house for holy priesthood.
是被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司。
So last time we shared about this. are being built up as a spiritual house.
上次我们一同交通道一同被建造成为灵宫。
God wants to use us to build His spiritual house so He can dwell in us.
神呢要用到我们，把我们建造成为他灵宫，他能够住在我们当中。
It's like those of us who come to the United States.
就好像我们来到美国。
And eventually, we want to own our own house.
最终呢，我们希望能够自己有有自己的房子。
That's what the people in this land call the American dreams.
就是这个人这个地的人所说的这个美国的梦。
You know, God has a dream.
你知道吗？神也有一个梦。
And God revealed that through a dream of a man called Jacob.
神把他的梦想在梦中向。一个人就是雅各显现。
And God says, through this man Jacob, I want to build a house.
你知道要借着雅各这个人，我要建造一个房子。
And here today, God telling us that his dream.
今天的神呢，把他的梦想也告诉我们。
It is not just a dream, but it's now it's reality.
这不仅仅只是个梦想，这今天呢，真是一个实际。
God uses us as living stones to build His spiritual house.
神用的我们是好像活石一样来建造他的灵宫。
So we see here three stones.
所以我们在这里看见有三个石头。
The first one.
第一个呢
？We see the Lord Jesus is the living stone.
我看见耶稣基督他自己是那个活石。
And secondly.
第二个呢
？Bible calls us.The living stones,
成我们为许多的活石。
And there's a third stone,
在这里还有第三个活石，第三个石头。
It is Peter himself,
就是彼得他的自己。
And God changed his name to stone,
神呢把他的名字呢改成石头。
At the very name of his, Peter means a stone.
他的彼得这个名字的意思就是石头。
Do you remember that, first time? Peter met Lord Jesus.
记得当彼得第一次碰见主耶稣基督的时候。
What Jesus did to him?
主耶稣做了什么事呢
？God first thing Lord Jesus did to him is to change his name.
主耶稣做的第一件事情就是改变他的名字。
From now on, you shall be called Peter.
从现在开始，你要被称为彼得。
And every one of us, when we come to the Lord first time.
每一个人，当我们第一次来到神的面前的时候。
When we touched by His love and accept His salvation,
当我们被他的爱所摸着，我们接受他的救恩的时候
，Lord Jesus did a thing for us.
主耶稣就做了一件事情。
We might not know that at the time, but this is the Lord's doing.
也许在那当时呢，我们并不知道，但是这是主所做的。
And Peter told us that.
那彼得就告诉我们了。
Lord changed our name also.To be living stone.
主把我们的名字也改了，成为一个活石。
Because God wants to use us to build His temple, His house.
因为神呢要借着我们呢来建造他的房屋，建造他的圣所。
So we have a new name.
所以我们有一个新的名字。
We are all called Peter.
我们呢都 应该被称为彼得。
That's why I like to use Peter's life to show God's grace to each one of us.
这就是我为什么希望借着彼得的一生啊，来让我们看见神向我们在我们身上所做的事。
It also means this to us.
对着我们，它还代表另外一个意义。
Lord Jesus will give His grace as He gave Peter.
主呢，他要把他所赐给彼得的那个恩典呢，也要赐给我们。
And turn us into someone like Peter.
把我们呢改变呢，好像跟彼得一样。
Trustworthy.
是有信实的。
And faithful unto the end.
是可靠的，对，直到终了。
So don't look down on yourself.
不要所以不要轻看你自己。
Don't say, oh, you know what, I'm nothing, you know. I come to the church, or if I don't come to the church, nobody will take notice.
你说我实在不算什么，算不了什么。我来教会也好，不来教会也好，没有人注意到我。
But Lord Jesus will definitely take notice of you.
但是
where you are.
但是主耶稣基督呢？他会确实的，他会注意到你，他知道你在哪里。
Because God changed your name.
因为神他改变了你的名字。
Like He changed my name.
就好像他改变了我的名字一样。
So we shall be called stones.
所以我们呢都必须要被叫做石头。
In order that God can use each one of us to build His house.
好叫呢我们每一个人呢被他所使用来建造他的灵宫。
So last time by God's grace we shared this part of the passage.
所以上一次靠着主的恩典，我们交通了这一段的信息。
And today I'd like to share the second part of this text.
今天呢，我再愿意来分享。这段圣经的第二个部分
，right next to the spiritual house，
就在那个灵宫的底下
，it is the holy priesthood。
他说做圣洁的祭司
，and for modern translation， we put the four before this holy priesthood。
What's it?
Four。
啊，在现在的翻译里面呢，在这个圣洁的祭司里面，他说因此。
But in the original text, it has spiritual house.
但是在原来的原文里头呢，它就只有圣灵宫
，and holy priesthood
和圣洁的祭司。
So we can see that God wants to build us up as spiritual house and also a holy priesthood.
所以我们看见神呢，他要把我们建造成为一个灵宫，同时呢，把我们建造成为圣洁的祭司。
So I'd like to share today by God's grace, what is the priesthood?
所以呢，靠着主的恩典，我今天一同来交通什么叫做祭司。
We know that 500 years ago, Martin Luther came out of the great religious system.
我们知道在500年以前呢，马丁路德他带进了一个非常伟大的这个一个的制度。
Through him, God revealed to us the two important truths.
借着他呢，神让我们看见两个重要的真理。
One is all sinners will be saved by grace.
第一个呢，就是呢，借着信心呢，所有的罪人都得以得救。
So the just shall live by faith.
义人呢，必因信得生。
Not because what we are doing.
不是因着我们做了什么。
Or what we have done.
或者是我们过去成就了什么事情。
It's purely through God's grace by faith.
是完全是本乎恩借着信。
But we usually forgot about the second part of Revelation through this man.
但是呢，我们常常忘了。神借着这个人所带进来的第二方面的启示。
Through the Bible, he proclaimed by the revelation of God that every believer is a priest.
在圣经里面记载，借着神的启示呢，每一个信徒呢都必须是祭司。
It is called universal priesthood of all believers.
就是呢，就是凡所有的信徒呢都是祭司。
So every one of us today, if you're a child of God, then you are the priest.
所以每一个人今在我们当中，如果你是神的儿女的话，你就是那个祭司。
Because you can come to the Lord, to God directly, without any mediators.
因为你呢，能够直接的来到我们的主，来到神面前，不需要任何的中间人。
Only through Christ.
单单的借着我们主耶稣基督。
So all of us are priests for the Lord.
所以我们呢, 每个人向的主都是祭司。
So it's very important for us to understand the priesthood.
所以呢, 对我们每个人来讲的话, 这个要认识什么是祭司是非常的重要的。
So let's share from the Bible, from the Holy Word of the Lord, how precious the priesthood is.
所以呢, 让我们借着这个圣经呢, 就是神的圣言呢, 来看见
How privileged we are to be called priests.
到我们呢,
First, God taught us that how the priests are chosen.
第一个呢, 神告诉我们呢,
Among all the nations on earth, all the peoples on earth,
在地上所有的国家里头, 在所有的民族里头,
God chose a smallest people in number.
在神他拣选了一个在人数上是最少的一个民族。
And God called them Israel.
神称他们是以色列人。
And among this smallest nation, God divided them up into 13 tribes.
在这个这么小的一个民族里头, 神把他们分成13个支派。
So in Old Testament, I'm using Old Testament picture to show us how precious we are today as a priest.
我想借着旧约的这个图画呢，来告诉我们，今天呢，我们呢是成为祭司是何等样的宝贝。
So we can feel something in our heart.
所以在我们的心里呢，能够感受到一些。
And among this smallest nation, among these 12 tribes,
在这个最小的一个民族里头，在这个十二个支派里面，
and God chose the tribe of Levi.
神呢拣选了利未支派。
God's original intention was for all Israelites to be priests.
神呢起初的心意是叫整个以色列人都做祭司的。
Every household, the firstborn of every household to be the priest.
每一家里面的那个首生的呢，都是来做祭司的。
But they sinned, they worship idol at the Mount of Sinai.
但是因着他们在西乃山下的，他们所犯的罪，他们那个拜了偶像。
Only Levi tribe stood for the Lord.
只有利未支派呢为神的名站立得住。
So God gave the privilege to the tribe of Levi.
所以神把这个权柄呢。 赐给利未支派。
See how precious if you are born to be Levi.
所以呢，你看，如果你是生下来是利未族的话呢，是何等的宝贝啊！
You're connected to this prestigious tribe.
你是跟这个这么有声望的一个族呢，支派呢连在一起的。
Because they get to serve the Lord.
因为他们能够来侍奉神。
And among the families in the Levi tribe.
然后在利未支派这个家族里头呢。
Among these many households in this Levi tribe.
在这个利未支派里面的许多的家族之中呢。
God chose Adam. Aaron.
神呢拣选了亚伦。
And his family.
和他的家。
Only his family, Aaron's family. Can become priests.
只有亚伦和他的家呢，可以成为祭司。
So here, this is a choice of God.
所以这里呢是神他自己的拣选。
So you have been chosen to be Adam's family.
所以呢，你必须被拣选呢，生在亚伦家的。
So you have to be born into Adam's family to be the priest.
所以呢，必须你要生在亚伦家的，你才能成为祭司。
And nobody else in this world can be the priest.
在任何人在这个世上呢，是其他的人呢都不能够成为祭司。
You cannot buy a priesthood with money.
你不能花钱那个买这个祭司的职分。
You're saying I'm as rich as Bill Gates.
你可以说呢，我跟那个比尔盖茨一样的富有啊。
I'll donate all my possession. To buy this priesthood.
我把我自己所拥有的一切都卖了，然后就要买这个职分。
You will not be able to do that.
但是呢，还是不行的。
And you cannot use the merits to buy this priesthood.
你也不能用你的功德来买这个祭司的职分。
Many titles are given to those who have merits in this world.
今天呢，在这世上呢，那些有一些功德的人呢，人给他们很多的头衔。
Maybe UN one day will provide an award, a title to a person.
说不定呢，联合国有一天呢，会把这个一个人呢，一个很大的一个头衔呢，赐给一个人。
To whom who to this person who has done the most good things in the world to humanity.
这个人呢，在这个世上呢，在所有的人类当中呢，他做了一件最伟大的事。
And you are the first person who accept this award.
哎，你呢，就是那个第一个呢来的接受的这个这奖赏的。
And you come to the Lord, he says, with my merits, with this title, I want to become a priest.
哎，你来到神的面前说呢，我有这么大的一个赏赐，有这么大一个头衔，我要用它来换这祭司的职分。
You are not able to get it.
你也没办法拿得到的。
And you cannot obtain with your status or position.
你不能够靠着你所有的地位来得到这个祭司的职分。
Even you are king.
就算是你是君王。
Even you are king of all the earth.
就算你是做全地的主。
And you want to exchange it to be a priest.
你想要用它来换这个祭司的职分。
You are not able to do that.
你也是换不来的。
This is how privileged we are.
这就是我们的是何等样的那个权利啊。
In the Old Testament, there's a king called Uzziah.
在旧约里头呢，有一个王呢，叫做乌利亚。
And one day, God blessed him. 对不起，乌西亚。
乌西亚。
Yeah. And he became a king, and he loved the Lord. He feared the Lord. So God blessed him. God fought the battles for him, and he became very great.
他到一天他登了王位了，然后呢，神也祝福他，那么他也实在是爱主，愿意来服侍主，他那个神也借着他打了许多的仗。
But unfortunately, he became very proud.
但是不幸的是呢，他一下变得非常骄傲了。
One day, he wanted to force his way to offer sacrifice to the Lord.
有一天呢，他呢要去争的这个。是献祭给神的这个地位。
And all the priests tried to stop him, said, "Oh, King, please do not commit such great sin before the Lord."
所有的祭司呢，当时呢，都要拦阻他，说：“王啊，你不能够做这件事情，得罪神的。”
But he forced his way to offer sacrifice.
但是呢，他那个力争了一直到神的面前，要得到这个职位。
You know what happened to this king?
你知道在这个王身上发生了什么事吗？
Immediately God struck him with leprosy.
神呢，立刻的就用大麻风击打他。
Until his death, the leprosy was not healed.
直到呢，他死了，那个大麻风啊都没有被得到医治。
So we know this being a priest is very precious. It's very privileged.
所以呢，能够成为祭司呢，是非常的宝贝，是非常的有权柄的，权力。
God is using Old Testament to see how privileged we are.
神呢，借着旧约呢，让我们看见呢，我们是何等样的那个宝贝啊。
It's like a birthright of firstborn.
就好像呢，是个长子的那个名分一样。
And we should never give it away.
我们呢，是永远不能够把它给舍去的。
In our heart, we should have a grace to strive to be the best priest, the most faithful priest for the Lord.
在我们心里头，实在是要有个心呢，盼望能够做一个最好的祭司呢，那个能够讨神喜悦的。
And the priest here says.Is we have to offer sacrifices.
对的，祭司们呢，他要做的事呢，是要来献祭。
So he said to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God.
所以他说呢，你们要奉献呢神所悦纳的灵祭。
Through Jesus Christ.
是借着耶稣基督的。
I don't want to miss this through Jesus Christ. Your words.
我不希望能够漏掉了这一点是借着耶稣基督的。
And so, for being a priest, we have work to do.
所以呢，我们做神的祭司呢，我们有事情要做的，要服侍的。
And all the priests need to perform the offering of the sacrifices.
每一个祭司呢，都必须要来献上这个祭物的。
So I'd like to share this morning. So, what kind of the sacrifice, spiritual sacrifices, the Bible tells us to offer?
今天早晨呢，我跟雷同来分享呢，圣经上告诉我们呢，到底我们要献的是什么样的灵祭。
And first place, as our brother, leading brother mentioned, is in the Romans 12.
那第一个地方呢，就是我们刚刚领会的弟兄了。
We want to make sure that the sister is okay.
盼望我们的姊妹没事情。
That is okay now?
一些
okay.
的问题。
Thank the Lord.
感谢主。
Oh, that reminds me of instance that when Paul preached from the morning until the midnight Monday, I think.
这就让这提醒了我，当保罗他在礼拜一，他从早晨一直这个讲到晚上的时候。
And one youngster fell asleep and fell off second floor, third floor, and to the ground.
有一个年轻人呢，他从三楼上呢，那个掉到地上来。
And but God healed that young boy, and he just stood up.
这个但是神呢医治的那个年轻人，他就立刻就站起来了。
I trust every meeting in the name of the Lord, just angel watch over us.
那个就信靠在每一个聚会里头，天使都来护卫着我们。
So let's continue.
让我们能够继续。
By God's grace,
靠着神的恩典。
Let's turn to Romans 12.
让我们来翻到罗马书第十二章。
The first sacrifice,
第一个祭
is I urge you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
When we read this verse,
当我们在读这一节圣经的时候，
we can see that Lord showed a picture of sacrifice.In the mind of Paul, when he wrote this passage,
我们可以看见呢，神呢把那个祭司这个图画呢，放在保罗的心里，当他写这卷书信的时候。
He said to present first sacrifice is to present our whole being, our whole body.
他说，第一个
as a living holy sacrifice.
那第一个要实现的祭呢，就是把我们的身体献上，当做活祭。
And here.It talks about the burnt offering.
这里所说到呢是那个燔祭。
Because among five sacrifices, God tells us to offer, there's only one sacrifice. God takes all of them and to be burned on the altar.
在神所启示的那个五个祭物里头呢，唯一的一个祭呢就是燔祭，是要把整个祭物都烧在这祭坛上的。
And other sacrifices, there are portions burned on.The altar, but the other portions will be left over for the priest and for those who offer the sacrifice.
那么所有其他的祭呢，只有一部分的祭物要烧在坛上，其他的呢都是归于基督祭司和他的家族的。
So here, and when God lists these five sacrifices, the first sacrifice that God told us is theSacrifice of burnt offering.
在神所启示的五个祭里头，第一个向我们启示的就是这个燔祭。
And here, as Paul starts to tell us how to live a Christian life,
这里啊，当保罗告诉我们如何来过一个基督徒的生活的时候
，the first thing he mentioned is a burnt offering.
第一个他所提到的就是这个燔祭。
It is very important for us to understand.
对我们来讲，这是非常重要，我们需要明白的。
Why a Christian always fails?
为什么基督徒常常失败呢
？Why some Christians think they are nominal Christians?
为什么有些基督徒就认为他们不过是一个平信徒呢
？I think many Christians are very honest. They look at their heart. There's just something, just nothing there for the Lord.
我想很多基督徒呢是非常的诚实，当他们看我们看到人们心里头的时候，在心里头实在是没有太多的是留给主的。
If they want to serve the Lord, they know this is the right thing to do.
如果他们要服侍主的话，他知道什么事情是对的，需要去做的。
Somehow they find in their life, in their heart, nothing there for the Lord.
但是呢，不知道为什么在他们的生命里头，在他心里头，却没有太多是留给主的。
But because first of all, they forgot to offer themselves as a burnt offering.
因为他们所忘记他做的必须要做的第一件事情，就是把他自己的献上当做活祭。
Everything we have.
我们一切我们所有的
，all what we are，
我们到底我们一切所是的
，we have to offer to the Lord，
必须呢献给我们的主。
Last time when we look at the living stone, the stone structures God displayed to us in the Bible。
上一次当我们来交通到活石的时候，看见圣经上面向我们启示了这个石头呢要应该怎么样的情形。
In the Old Testament, that when God revealed to us the first building。First, the structure with the stone as a building material is the altar.
在旧约里面呢，第一个在神所启示要来所建筑的一件事情就是那个祭坛。
In Exodus chapter 20,
在出埃及记第二十章
，He says you should use a stone to build the altar.
你要用一个石头来建一个祭坛。
You should not lay to it with any tools.
不能用任何的工具在上面碰这块石头。
And as we shared last time, this altar got special mention for the burnt offering and peace offering.
我们上一次特别交通到这一块这个祭坛呢，是特别用来献燔祭跟平安祭的。
So first thing God mentioned as a stone structure is the altar, and altar is for burnt offering.
那么，所以神呢，这第一个的提到用石头所建造出来的一个东西呢，就是祭坛。他建这祭坛，这个祭坛呢是用来献燔祭的。
So no matter where you look at the Bible,
所以不管你怎么样来看圣经
，God's heart to have His children to consecrate their life is all over the places.
那么神呢，要他的百姓把自己的身体那个献上呢，是在整本圣经都能够看得到的。
So, and not only this, but I think also when Paul had this picture in his mind,
不单是这样，当保罗他有这么样的一个图画在他心里的时候，
he also had the picture of that consecration of a priest.
他同时呢也有那个祭司要把自己献上的那个图画在他里头。
And all the priests, when they start their service,Become a priest, become officially, they become priests to serve the Lord.
当所有的祭司呢，当他们要正式的承接这个祭司的职分的时候
，they have to go through the offering or ritual of being being consecrated.
他们必须要经过一些这个专门分别为圣的这个程序。
So just like a initiation.
就好像他们。开始开始要承接这件一个职分的时候。
So they have to during the ritual three sacrifices they offer three sacrifices.
就是在这个礼仪里头呢，他们必须要献三个祭。
And then they will become priests.
然后呢，他们才成为祭司。
So I would like you to all turn to Exodus chapter 29.
所以我盼望我们都翻到出埃及记第二十九章。
The reason I say this Romans chapter 12:1, not only this burnt offering, but also connected to the ritual of the consecration of a priest is this verb in the chapter 12, verse 1. This is another point I'd like to mention before we turn to Exodus.
在我们翻到这个出埃及记之前呢，我还要再来还有一点呢，在这一节十二章第一节里头啊，我要说的。
That is here the word present.
这里就是呢。献上。
To present your bodies as a living sacrifice. That word present in original grammar is once for all to present yourself.
他这里呢，就是 献上，就是把自己献上当作活祭。这个献上呢，在原文里面呢，是一次成就到永远的。
So you offer this once.
所以你献上一次。
And it's like a marriage, you know, you do a marriage vow supposed to be only once.
就好像呢，你那个立的那个婚姻的誓约一样，你是立的一次。
For God, that vow has to be only once. And once is enough.
对神来讲的话，那个婚姻的誓约呢，只有一次，一次就够了。
Before Francis, before heaven and earth, before God,
对像
before saints, we made that vow only once and once for all.
在弟兄姊妹面前，在天地面前，在神面前，在圣徒面前，我们呢立了这个婚姻的誓约，只立那么一次，是一次到永远的。
So this present your sacrifice, your bodies as a living sacrifice is also is once for all presentation.
所以呢，这个将身体献上当做活祭的这个献上呢，也是一次到永远的献上的。
So we can learn the lesson, spiritual lesson from Exodus 29.
所以呢，我们能够从出埃及记第29章呢，来学习一些属灵的功课。
Please turn to Exodus chapter 29 if you have your Bible.
如果你有圣经的话，请你翻到出埃及记第29章。
This is called consecration of the priest.
这里是呢，说到祭司呢承接圣职的这个程序。
Verse 1. Now this is what you shall do to them, to consecrate them, to minister as priests to me. Take one young bull and two rams without blemish.
你使亚伦和他儿子成圣，给我供祭司的职分，要如此行，取一只公牛犊，两只无残疾的公绵羊。
This is God telling Moses.
这是神告诉摩西。
Yeah, 对摩西说的话。
神对摩西说的话。
And verse 4.
第四节。
Then you shall bring Aaron and his sons to the doorway of the tent of meeting and wash them with water.
要使亚伦和他儿子到会幕门口来，用水洗身。
You shall take the garments and put on Aaron the tunic and the robe of the ephod and the breastpiece and gird him with the skillfully woven band of the ephod.
要给亚伦穿上内袍和以弗德的外袍，并以弗德，又戴上胸牌，束上以弗德巧工织的带子。
And you shall set the turban on his head and put the holy crown on the turban.
把冠冕戴在他头上，将圣冠加在冠冕上。
Then you shall take the anointing oil and pour it on his head and anoint him.
就把膏油倒在他头上，膏他。
You shall bring his sons and put tunic on them.
你要叫他的儿子来，给他们穿上内袍。
You shall gird them with the sashes and Aaron and his sons and bind caps on them, and they shall have the priesthood by a perpetual statute.You shall ordain Aaron and his sons.
给亚伦和他儿子束上腰带，穿包上裹头巾，他们就凭永远的定力得了祭司的职任，又要将亚伦和他儿子分别为圣。
So you shall consecrate. The ordain means consecrate. Consecrate Aaron and his sons.
这也就要把亚伦和他的儿子呢分别为圣。
And verse 10.
第十节。
Then you shall bring the bowl before the tent of meeting.And Aaron and his sons shall lay their hands on the head of the bull.
你要把公牛牵到会幕前，亚伦和他的儿子要按手在公牛的头上。
And 14.
第十四节。
But the flesh of the bull and its hide and its refuse you shall burn with the fire outside the camp. It is a sin offering.
只是公牛的皮、肉、粪都要用火烧在营外，这牛是赎罪祭。
And verse 15.
第十五节。
You shall also take a one ram, and Aaron and his sons shall lay their hands on the head of the ram.
你要牵一只公绵羊来，亚伦和他儿子要按手在这羊的头上。
And verse 18.
第十八节。
You shall offer up in smoke the whole ram on the altar. It is a burnt offering to the Lord.
要把全羊烧在坛上，是给耶和华献的燔祭。
It is a soothing aroma, an offering by fire to the Lord.
是献给耶和华为馨香的火祭。
Verse 19.
第19节,
then you shall take the outer ram, and Aaron and his sons shall lay their hands on the head of the ram.
你要将那一只公绵羊牵来, 亚伦和他儿子, 要按手在羊的头上。
And you shall slaughter the ram, and take some of its blood, and put it on the lobe of Aaron's right ear, and on the lobes of his son's right ears, and on the thumbs of their right hands, and on the big toes of their right feet, and sprinkle the rest of blood around the altar.
你要宰这羊取点血, 抹在亚伦的右耳垂上, 和他儿子的右耳垂上, 又抹在他们右手的大拇指上, 和右脚的大拇指上, 并要把血洒在坛的四围。
Then you shall take some of the blood that is on the altar, and some of the anointing oil, and sprinkle it on Aaron and on his garments, and on his sons, and on his sons' garments with him. So he and his garments shall be consecrated, as well as his sons and his sons' garments with him.
你要取点膏油和坛上的血，坛在亚伦和他的衣服上， 并他儿子和他儿子的衣服上， 他们和他们的衣服就一同成圣。
So here, first thing we see,
这里我们第一件看到的事情呢，
that Aaron and his son have to be brought to the door of the tent.
亚伦和他的儿子呢， 必须要先带到会幕的门口。
They have to wash with water.
他们必须要先用水把他们洗洁净。
What does that mean? Washing with the water.
到底他们用水把它洗净有什么意义呢？
Paul tells us in Ephesians very clearly.
保罗他在以弗所书这样清楚地告诉我们，
the washing of the word, the water means the word of God.
那么用水洗净的意思就是神的话。
Yeah, because Paul tells us in Ephesians.
因为保罗他在以弗所书这么说了，
第五章第26节， he says Christ loved the church.
他说呢， 基督爱教会，
and deliver him up to her.
把他献给自己，
and it says that he sanctifies her.
使他洁净他。
And let's turn to the Ephesians 5:26.
以弗所书第 第五章26节，
we're going to read it to you. You don't have to turn to that.
你不需要翻到那里， 我们读给你听。
It says this,
他这么说，
Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for her.
基督爱教会， 为教会舍己，
so that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word.
要用水借得到， 把教会洗净， 成为圣洁。
So first thing the priest have to do on the priest.
所以第一件事情的在祭司身上要做的
is washing them with the water, that is with the word of God.
就是要用水把他们洗净， 也就是用神的话把他们洗净。
That means two things for us.
对我们来说的话呢， 这有两个意义。
First is that when we become believers.
第一件事他说呢， 当我们成为 信徒的时候，
what's the reason we become believers?
到底我们是如何成为信徒的呢？
How do we become believers?
到底我们如何相信的呢？
It's because we receive the word of God.
因为呢， 我们呢， 接受了神的话。
As we those who receive the Lord Jesus, his blood, on the cross for us.
同时呢，我们也接受了耶稣基督在十字架上面为我们所流的血。
Bible tells us that we are washed with the blood in the word.
圣经告诉我们说呢， 借着神的话呢，我们被主的血所洗净了。
So all the priests have to be believers first.
所以呢，所有的祭司呢，首先他必须是一个相信的。
All those who serve in the Lord have to be believers first.
所有那些来服侍神的人呢，他必须先是一个信徒。
Now, like many churches have non-believers serve in their board, serve in this Sunday school teachers, serve as a lot of different things.
在今天的教会里面呢，有不少的人呢，他们还没有相信主，但是他们却来服侍，他们来教主日学，他们在那个会议里头啊，他们出很多的，尽了很多的力。
Some of non-believers are the elders in the church.
有些呢， 长老呢，甚至都还不是信徒相信的人呢。
And that's very common in this, these churches among us.
那么这个在今天的教会里头呢,
but God says, you have to be washed with the word.
但是神说呢, 你首先呢, 必须, 被神的话呢,
Lord Jesus said, those who have bathed is clean.
主耶稣他说呢，那些已经洗过澡的人就是干净的了。They
only need to wash feet.
他们呢只需要洗洗脚就好了。
So Lord also implies that the word of God, our faith in His word, is amounting to being washed with the water.
所以呢，神呢，主耶稣他也这么，他就是这样子的告诉我们啊，说我们呢需要借着神那话中的水来洗净我们。
So the first thing is for us is that we have to trust in the Lord Jesus, His salvation.
所以呢，我们第一件事情要做呢，就是要相信主耶稣基督，信靠那个接受他的救赎。
All believe, all those who serve in the church have to be believers.
所有呢，在神那个教会当中服侍的呢，必须是相信的人。
A second meaning for us is this.
第二一方面的意义呢，
that Paul says in Colossians.
那么就是保罗他在
3:16. He says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly.
他说让耶稣基督的神的话呢，丰丰富富的住在你们心里头。
In all wisdom, teaching and admonishing each other.
那个用各样的智慧呢，那个彼此劝诫。
So we want to serve the Lord.
如果我们要来服侍神的话，
as a priest.
是做一个祭司来服侍他。
And we need to have to Lord, God's word richly dwell in us.
我们必须要有那个神那个丰富的话呢，丰丰富富的住在我们心里。
We need to study His word diligently.
我们呢必须要殷勤的来读主的话。
In the Old Testament, here is the word.
那么在旧约里头的话呢，这是神的话。
In the Malachi, the second chapter of Malachi, verse 7.
马拉基书呢，第二章第七节，他这么说了。
He said this, for the lips of a priest should preserve knowledge.
说呢，祭司的嘴里呢，当存知识。
Man should seek instructions from his mouth.
人也当由他口中寻求律法。
For he is a messenger of the Lord.
因为他是万军之耶和华的使者。
So in Old Testament, those priests, they have to be very familiar with God's word.
所以呢，在旧约里面的祭司呢，他们必须要非常熟悉神的话。
And in every daily situations, they don't know people of Israel. They don't know what they should do. Then they come to the priest to find out what they should do.
在每天的生活里面呢，如果以色列人他们不知道该怎么办的话呢，他们就会来到祭司面前来寻求到底他们应该怎么样往下往前走。
So he said the lips of the priest should preserve knowledge.
所以他说呢，祭那个祭司的口呢，他必须要存着知识。
So the man seek instruction from their mouth.
所以呢，人呢可以从他的口中呢，寻求那个指引。
And verse 8 that definitely obviously tells us that priests fail.
那么但是第八节呢，他确实告诉我们了，这些祭司们呢，他们都失败了。
Because they did not have knowledge of the Lord.
因为呢，他们没有关于神的知识。
They led God's people in the wrong direction, in destruction.
他们呢带领神的百姓呢，走了错的方向，甚至走到灭亡的路上去。
So if every one of us is priest,
如果我们当中任何一人是祭司的话，
and we should, every one of us should be a priest.
所以每一个人呢都必须要是祭司的。
Then we should really study God's word diligently.
所以呢，我们必须呢殷勤来读主的话。
So you know, I used to buy a lot of daily bread, streams in the deserts, all these inspirational books to brown sisters.
我曾经买很多那个每日读经的索引，或者是一些灵修的一些书籍给弟兄姊妹们。
And but as I grow, I find it that they actually may be a hindrance for us.
但是我渐渐在主里头长大，我发觉这些书可能对我们来讲却是一些拦阻。
Because the brown sisters have this, we spend a certain amount of time every day. If a good Christian, you read something about the Bible, or Bible itself.
哎，你知道我们每天呢，这如果是好的基督徒的话，都会总是会花一些时间呢，在主的面前，或者是读主的话，或者是一些灵修。
So if they have this kind of books, they'll read that instead of Bible.
如果他们有这样这些属灵的书的话呢，他们就会读它，而不来读主的话。
Especially young believers.
特别是那些年轻的基督徒们。
And many times I find out that they are led astray.
很多时候呢，我发觉呢，他们实在是被带走偏了。
Because those one verse, two verse every day is out of context.
因为呢，常常那些一节或两节的圣经呢，是没有上下文跟它连在一起的。
We should encourage young believers to study Word of God.
我们实在是需要来鼓励年轻的。 那个基督徒呢，来读主的话。
Read through the whole Bible in a year.
在一年之内呢，把整卷式圣经的读过一遍。
Or in 2 years.
或者是在两年之内读过一遍。
And throughout your life, you have set a goal. I want to read God's words how many times?
那么在我们一生呢，我们需要设下一个目标哦，我来要读神的话，读总共读过几遍。
And then we not only save ourselves, but also we can save others.
所以这样子的话呢，不但是能够 救我们自己也能够救别人。
And the second thing that has to be done to the priest.
那么在祭司身上呢，是需要做的第二件事情呢，
is that they have to wear this priesthood garment.
就是呢，他们必须要穿上祭司的这个袍子。
And the Bible tells us that for the high priest, that garment for the high priest are for the glory and the beauty.
那么圣经告诉我们呢，在大祭司所穿的那个祭司的服装的袍子呢，是为荣耀、为华美的。
It was made from a golden thread, actually real gold, make it a very thin thread with different colors, all has spiritual meaning.
那么这是个祭司的那个袍子呢，是从那个金的线，那真的金子所打出的那个线来。 还有一些很多有颜色的那些线呢，所织成的一个非常美丽的一些袍子。
And these are to show the glory and beauty of the Lord.
这个是用来要显明我们的主呢是何等样的荣耀的。
All these materials shows the attributes of the Lord Jesus.
这些所有的用的这些材料呢，都会来诉说我们的主呢的他的性情，他的美丽。
So when they serve the Lord, they have to put on that garment.
所以当他们来服侍神的时候呢，他们必须要穿上那个袍子。
No one dare to come to the Lord without the garment.
没有一个祭司他敢来到神的面前，如果他不穿上那个袍子。
So let's ask ourselves.
所以我们来问问我们自己。
When you put on your clothes,
当你穿衣服的时候，
especially very valid for today,
特别是今天这个时代，
because our young people become, or all of us, not just young people, become affluent. We compare to all other people in other part of the world, we are very rich.
特别是年轻人，不但是年轻人，是所有我们在座的每一位。如果我们跟世界上其他的地方来比的话呢，我们这个地方是非常的富裕的。
Even before you wear a clothes,
在你还没有穿一件衣服之前，
when you buy a clothes,
当你去买一件衣服的时候，
can you ask yourself what kinds of attribute of Christ you can show from this garment on you?
那么到底 有神的耶稣的那个性情，哪一样方面的性情可以借着这个衣服来彰显出来呢？
When people see you,
当人看见你的时候，
can you see the honor of the Lord?
人能够看见主的荣耀吗？
Can you see this person fear the Lord?
能看见这个人是敬畏神的吗？
So that's the first thing that we learn from this passage.
所以呢，在我们第一个。 从这段经文里面所学的第一个功课。
In the Bible, we are what we wear.
在圣经里面告诉我们呢，穿什么就是什么。
It shows our status before the Lord.
它是在让我们呢，显明了我们在神面前的光景。
So in here, the priests, they have to wear the priestly garments.
所以呢，在这里呢，一个祭司呢， 他必须要穿那个祭司的那个袍子。
When a son is beloved by his father, he wears many colors. The mantle of many colors.
当一个儿子呢，他是父亲所爱的话呢，他会给他一个非常那个一个美丽的彩衣给他穿。
When Jesus said the person who received salvation, he used the parable of wearing the proper garments.
当我们的主耶稣他说到那个救恩那个故事的时候呢，他说到一个人呢，他实在是穿上一个非常合宜的一个袍子。
It's a wedding garment.
是一个婚礼中穿的那个。
When Revelation talk about our acts of righteousness, it talk about those who wear the white garment made of linen.
但是那个启示录告诉我们说，那些人呢，他们穿上那个细麻衣的时候，是圣徒所行的义啊，那个像细麻衣来赴宴的。
Secondly, the garments when they put on, when priests come to serve the Lord, they put on this garment. They have to wear this garment.
第二件事情要我们注意的就是，当祭司们来到神面前服事的时候，他必须穿上这个衣服。
And after they've done their service, then they put off this garments.
当他们服事完了，就把这个祭司的袍子脱下来。
So the garment very clearly shows us the setting apart, the consecration of this priest.
那么这个祭司的袍子呢，就说到这个祭司呢是分别为圣来服侍神的。And
in the Galatians, the Bible tells us this.
在那个哥罗西书呢，圣经告诉我们。So
all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ.
在加拉太书里面他说呢，反正你们是受洗归入耶稣基督的人，是已经披戴基督了。In
the Old Testament, they have a certain place they change the garment.
在旧约里面呢，他有说到在一个特别的地方呢，他们来换他们的袍子。
They put off the garment.
他们穿上，他们脱下这个祭袍。
But in New Testament,
但在圣经新约里面，
where do you put off this garment of Christ?
你在什么地方你脱下这个基督的袍子呢？
You don't.
你不脱下这个袍子。
Once you baptize, you wear this garment of Christ. Everything we do, everything we wear, everything we speak should reveal the attribute of Christ.
一旦你信了主，受浸归了主之后，你就穿上了这个袍子。一旦凡是你所说的、你所穿的、你所做的，都是呢，来显明着这个袍子。
So that's the difference between New Testament and Old Testament.
这就是新约跟旧约的不同的地方。In
Old Testament, there's a temple, there's tabernacle. They know that place. When they go in, then they wear this garment. When they come out of that place, they don't wear that garment.
在旧约里头，它有这么有一个圣殿啊，有一个会幕。你知道在什么地方，你去那里，到那里你穿上那个袍子，在离开的时候，你就脱下那个袍子。
But in New Testament,
但是在新约里面呢,
where is the temple?
到底哪里是圣殿?
Oh, church. You come to church, you wear nicely suit tie, whatever. Right? Like Jason did, you know. Necktie and suit.
也许你说呢，这教会啊是圣殿，所以我们来到教会当中的时候呢，我们穿上一个那整齐的衣服，就好像Jason呢穿上的西装，打了领带。
But you go to parties, or you wear whatever the world worldly people wear.
你说，那么我一离开教会，我去参加一个宴会的时候呢，我就实际上怎么穿，我也怎么穿呢？But
sister, where is the temple?
弟兄姊妹们，到底哪里是圣殿?
This church building is not the temple.
这个教会这个会所呢，不是圣殿。Bible
tells very clearly in First Corinthians.
圣经呢，在哥林多前书呢，它非常清楚的告诉我们。
It says our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit.
我们的身体呢，是圣灵的殿。Wherever
we go,
不管我们到什么地方去。
We are the temple of God.
我们是神殿。
Whether in the church,
不管我们是在教会也好,
or in the party,
或者是在宴会里面也好,
we are the temple of God.
我们是神的殿。
We bring temple to the party.
我们把神的殿呢, 圣殿呢, 带到那个, 宴会里头去。
So beware.
所以要小心啊。
If that's the right place for you to be,
到底那个地方是不是你该去的地方呢？
Or if you want to exhibit the attribute of Christ there，
或者呢，你在那地方是要用来彰显基督的性情呢？
Here also third thing is mentioned here is anointing oil。
那么在这里呢，他提到第三件事情呢，就是他的那个膏油。
After they put on the garment，
当他们那个穿上那个外袍之后，
then anointing oil will be put on high priest。
所以那个膏油呢，就要倒在大祭司的头上。
This is very important。
这是非常重要的一件事。
Because in chapter 30 and verse 32, it explicitly tells us that the oil, anointing oil, cannot put on any flesh。
因为在第三十章的第二十三节，他说这个这个膏油呢，特别说呢，是不能够倒在任何人的肉体上的。
It had to be on the clothes.
必须呢
，priestly garment.
必须呢，倒在那个祭司所穿的那个袍子上。
The priest with his garments on.
倒在祭司是穿，倒在那个穿上那个外袍的祭司身上。
This is a beautiful picture that the song written by David.
那么。大卫呢，他写了一首非常美丽的诗。
133，
在133篇了。
He says, "How good, how pleasant for brethren to dwell together in unity."
他说这弟兄和睦同居呢，是何等的善，何等的美。
He says, "Like the precious oil."
就好像那个
on the head，
那个贵重的膏油呢，浇在是的亚伦的头上。
And coming down to the beard, to Aaron's beard.
流到他的胡须。
Coming down to the hem or edges of his robes.
流到他的衣襟。
It is a picture of this anointing of the high priest with his garments on.
这就是那个一个祭司呢，他穿上祭服，然后膏油倒在他头上的那个图画。
And all his sons, priests, and their garments have to be sprinkled.With the blood and anointing oil，
所有他和他的儿子们那些祭司们呢，他们衣服呢，都必须有血和膏油弹在他们身上。
So let's ask this to our brothers and sisters。
我想问我们弟兄姊妹们
，When you wear something，
当你穿一些衣服的时候
，Do you show the anointing of God？
Do
you show the blood of Jesus?
你能够显出主耶稣基督的膏油吗？能够显出他的宝血吗？
The what we wear is a first impression.
那我们所穿的呢，是人所有的第一印象。
Before you come to a person close enough to smell you,
当你到一个人很接近一个人，他能够甚至闻到你的气味的时候。
Or before even you speak to that person，
在你还没有跟他谈话之前
，your first impression on that person will be what you wear。
你给人的第一个印象就是你所穿的。
So let's pay a special attention to what we wear today. Especially today is very valid instruction for us。
所以在今天呢，我们呢特别注意我们所应该所穿的，特别在这个时代里头。
And there's three offerings.
那么在这里呢，他说到三个祭物。
There's a burnt offering.
他说到燔祭。
I'm sorry. The first he mentioned a sin offering.
他第一个提到的是那个公羊的公牛的那个赎罪祭。
And second, there's two rams. First ram used as a burnt offering.
那么有两只公羊，那么第一个公羊呢是作为燔祭。
I think that's what the Paul referred to in Romans 12:1.
我想这就是保罗他在罗马书第十二章第一节里面所说的。
And the second ram will offer as the offering of consecration.
那么第二只羊呢，它是献上是那个献成为那个分别为圣承接圣礼的那个祭。
And these three offerings, actually, you look at the Romans, it tells of what Roman the book of Romans is.
那么这三个祭呢，实在呢，就是整个罗马书所要告诉我们的。
It summarizes the whole book of Romans.
他把整个罗马书呢，都总结起来了。
The first sin offering. Roman from chapter 1 to chapter 11, it is about sin offering.
那么罗马书第一章到第十一章呢, 它就是说到这个赎罪祭。
How we come to the Lord, how we become believer, how we should receive the Lord, reveal our sins to us.
到底我们是如何来到神的面前, 如何来接受他, 如何他来显明我们里面的罪。
And the blessing of receiving this sin offering of Christ.
同时呢说到我们当接受耶稣基督作为我们赎罪祭的祝福。
And chapter from chapter 12, in a, especially chapter 12:1, it is a burnt offering.
那么在第十二章第一节呢，他说到的是那个燔祭。
It says, I urge you to present yourself, your bodies, as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God.
说我劝你们将身体献上当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
And from 12 verse 2 onward to the end, chapter 16, it is a consecration offering. It is a second realm.
那么从第十二章第二节一直到第十六章呢，他就说到那个第二只公羊所代表的那个承接圣礼的祭。
So dear brothers and sisters, we see that for priests, we need to offer this burnt offering and go through this consecration process.
那么从让我们看见呢，作为一个祭司呢，我们要献祭呢，也需要经过这个一个成圣的过程。
And you and I are all priests.
你跟我呢都是祭司。
We are living stones.
我们呢是活石。
God used to build His spiritual house and the priesthood.
神呢用着我们呢要建造他的灵宫呢，成为他的祭司。
So we serve in this spiritual house of God.
所以我们在这个灵宫里面呢来服侍我们的神。
And in the blood of the consecration lamb is poured on the ears of right ears of the priest.
那个分别为圣之祭的那个公绵羊呢，它的血呢是要 放在那个右耳上的。
This consecration realm is talk about how we should live our Christian life.
那么这个分别为圣的这个祭呢，是告诉我们呢，如何来过基督的生活。
How to live a priestly life.
如何过一个祭司的生活。
First thing is ear.
那第一件事情呢，是耳朵。
It is that everything we hear.
就是每一件事情我们所听见的
should be sanctified by the blood of Jesus.
必须呢靠着神的宝血来分别为圣。
We should hear what the Lord tells us.
我们呢只能愿意去听呢，是主所告诉我们的。
It's what the Holy Spirit speaks to the whole church.
是圣灵向教会所说的。
And through His word.
同时呢借着他的话语，他的神的话向我们说的。
A lot of things we should not hear.
有很多的东西呢，我们是不应该听的。
But we should hear what the Lord has to say.
我们呢必须听呢神他要向我们所说的话。
And obey His command.
同时呢那个遵行啊顺服他的命令。
And His blood is on the right thumb.
同时呢由他的血呢摆在右手的大拇指上。
And that is for our work.
这是说到我们的工作。
All our work should be sanctified by the blood of Jesus.
我们所有的工作呢都必须借着神的主耶稣基督的宝血呢所洗净。
Whatever we're doing should show the blood of Jesus to others. That is sanctified. People see Christ in it.
我们每一件事所做的事情呢都必须要来彰显他的宝血，就是要让别人呢看借着这所做的事情，让人看见我们的主。
Last time the brother Huang mentioned.
那么上一次黄弟兄提到,
I can share the message, I can preach, but may not be serving the Lord.
我可能是在这里讲道来传信息，但是我可能不是在服侍神。
I may teach Sunday school, but it may be just a task for me to do.
那我也许我,
I'm not serving the Lord.
也许呢我在教主日学。 但是呢，也许我只不过是做一件事情，我并不是在服侍神。
I may prepare lunch for Francis, but I may not serve the Lord.
我也许我在预备饭食的午饭，但是也许我并不是在服侍神。
We have to first consecrate ourselves to the Lord.
我们呢，必须呢，首先呢，把我们自己呢，那个分别为圣。
And then the blood on the toe, on the right foot.
同时呢，那个由 血呢在我们右脚的大拇指上。
And we walk, our lifestyle should show that we are Christian, we are God's chosen, we are His priest.
就是说到我们呢如何在地上行走，我们的生活呢一生呢都必须要彰显那个基督徒的生活。
And I'd like to share one more point because our time is almost end.
这因为时间的缘故呢，我只想就是愿意再分享一点。
Is second place is in the Rome.
那么在罗马书里面所说的
chapter 15.
在罗马书第二个部分，就是第十五章。
What is the second sacrifice we have to offer? That is Romans 15.
那么在罗马书第十五章呢，告诉我们呢，是第二我们要所献上的第二个祭。
Romans 15, verse 16.
在罗马书十五章十六节。
To be a minister of Christ Jesus to the Gentiles, ministering as a priest the gospel of God, so that my offering of the Gentiles may become acceptable, sanctified by the Holy Spirit.
使我为外邦人做基督耶稣的仆役，做神福音的祭司，叫所献上的外邦人因着圣灵成为圣洁，可蒙悦纳。
The second offering, spiritual offering.We should offer to the Lord as a priest. Is the preaching of gospel.
那么，作为一个祭司，我们所要向神所献上的第二个祭呢，就是来传福音。
Or sharing the gospel to others.
或者是把我们的福音分享给人。
See here, Paul, when he preached gospel, when he shared gospel, with the individuals, that he had this a picture in his mind, in his heart, that he's doing a priesthood work.
那么当保罗他在把福音传讲给人的时候，这个人做福音布道的时候，那么他里头有这么一个，在他的心中有这么一个图画，就是他正在做那个祭司的服事。
We are offering God those believers that they are converted because of our sharing the gospel with them.
那我们呢这些福音朋友们就能够相信主呢，是因为我们呢把神呢交通给他们。
So he says, and they believe he want to bring this Gentile believer to the Lord as sacrifice, as offering to the Lord.
他们在说呢，要把这些外邦的信主的人呢，那个献给神呢，当做祭物献给神。
I noticed that whenever we have gospel meeting, some brothers intentionally avoid the meeting. They don't come to church.
我注意到了一些事情，就是每一次有福音聚会的时候。那么有些的弟兄姊妹呢，好像就不愿意来了。
They seem to think that they don't want to involve with the gospel meeting.
似乎呢，他们不太愿意跟福音聚会那个有份。
Because message seems not related to them.
因为这个信息呢，跟对他们没有什么太大的关系。
But everyone should be involved with the gospel sharing.
我想，我们每一个人呢，都必须在这个传福音的时候呢，我们一同有份的。
If you don't bring your friends, you can pray.
如果你没有带福音朋友来，但是至少你可以祷告。
You can be here to be supportive.
你可以人在这里来扶持这样的聚会。
So everyone, we should be a ambassador of Christ.
所以我们的每一个人呢，都必须做耶稣基督的使者。
Knowing that the souls that we save.God saved through us, could be the offering to the Lord.
让我们的知道呢，认识呢，我们呢，这些神借着我们所拯救的这些灵魂呢，可以成为一个祭献给神。
When you share the gospel, you don't know this person will save or not, will accept your word or not.
你当你那个传福音的时候，你不知道这个人到底会不会会接纳。
You can imagine you are cutting this animal up, you know, let God's word.Into his heart.
就好像呢，你可以想象你是把这个祭物呢，把它切割过来了，要让神的话能够进得进去。
So we encourage brothers and sisters. We have a young people gospel outreach. We have a whole church meeting gospel outreach. We all should be involved.
我想在教会有年轻人的传福音，有全教会的传福音。我想跟鼓励弟兄姊妹们呢，一同都在其中有份。
And so that we can have an offering bring to the Lord.
好叫我们呢有祭物能够献给神。
Just two more, but I'll just give you verses. You can just look it up today at home.
那么还有另外两个祭呢，我想就是跟弟兄姊妹们提一下这个经文，你可以回去在家里有些默想。
It is a third one is a praise. Praise for the Lord is a Hebrew 13:15.
第三个呢是颂赞，那么就在希伯来书13:15。
Through him then, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God, that is the fruit of lips that we give thanks to his name.
他说我们应当靠着耶稣常常以颂赞为祭献给神，这就是那承认主名之人嘴唇的果子。
So the sacrifice of praise to God, that is the fruit of our lips.
那么就是那个颂赞为祭献给神，也就是我们那个口中所结的果子。
And we should praise him every day. First thing in the morning, you want to praise the Lord.
所以我们需要常常来赞美我们的主。这早晨的第一件事情起来就是来称颂我们的神。
No matter how you feel for the day.
不管你这一天你的感觉如何。
And another place is in Hebrew 13:16.
那么第四个呢是第十三章希伯来书13:16。
The spiritual offering that we should give to the Lord is.This, he said, do not let doing good and sharing, for with such sacrifices, God is pleased.
我们向着神所要献的第四个方面的灵祭呢，就是呢，不可忘记行善和捐书的事，因为这样的祭是神所喜悦的。
Lord Jesus says, let your light shine in such a way that they may see it and glorify the Father who is in heaven.
那我们的主他说呢，你们的行为呢，也当这样的照在人前呢，好叫人看见你们的好行为，便把的那个荣耀归给我们天上的父。
May the Lord bless His word.
愿神祝福他的话语。
And may the Holy Spirit really open our heart to receive His word.
但愿圣灵保惠师真是开我们里面的心，让我们能够接受他的话。
The message itself is not complete.
信息的本身是不完全的。
It really takes God's grace and the Holy Spirit to make it real to us.
实在是需要神和保惠师、圣灵保惠师把这些话在我们里面成为他的实际。
Let's bow and pray.
我们请祷告，低头我们的祷告。
Father, thank you for your word that.At least we read through these verses that may the Holy Spirit continue to work in our heart.
父啊，为着这些话，我们献上我们的感谢。当我们读过这些宝贝的圣经的经节的时候，愿圣灵保惠师把它启示在我们里面。
May some of us who need the encouragement that may the Holy Spirit encourage us.
愿那些在我们当中一些需要鼓励的圣灵保惠师来鼓励我们。
To how to be a faithful priest for the Lord.
如何向着主成为一个那个忠心的祭司。
Some of us may need the strength. We need you to strengthen us.
在我们当中或者有需要加添能力的，愿你自己来加添力量给我们。
Some of us may have gone astray. That we pray that you give us grace to.Come back to the Lord.
也许我们中间有人那个离开主的，愿你赐给我们恩典，好叫我们能够再次回到你的面前。
We thank you for your unspeakable grace in Christ Jesus for us.
为着你在耶稣基督里面那个说不尽的恩典，我们献上我们的感谢。
We pray in Jesus' name.
祷告奉主的名。
Amen. Amen.